Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the GAC GNSO Consultation Group meeting on Tuesday, the 15th of December, 2015 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Manal Ismail, Jonathan Robinson, Mason Cole, George Cancio, Philip Corwin, and Mark Carvell. We have apologies from Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Anna Nevis, and Suzanne Riddell. From staff, we have Marika Koning, Olaf Nordman, Michelle DeSmiter, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Manal.
Thank you, and welcome everyone to the GAC GNSO Consultation Group conference call. I can see that not everyone has joined yet, but don't have confirmations, and I think we've already passed the time and we have to start. In fact, we had a preparatory call. Jonathan, Mason, myself, before this call, and we were considering whether or not to proceed with the call. We haven't received much feedback on the documents since the last call, and nothing much has happened since then that would require a discussion, but it was a bit late to call off the meeting, and we decided to proceed and see how we can go from there. We fully understand the workload, and it's a very busy time for everyone, so this is totally appreciated. But we are just seeing how we can make progress despite of the busy time. So let me start by asking whether anyone on the call has comments that he or she would like to share on the call on any of the three documents that we have currently at hand, and those are the Quick Look Mechanism Review, the GNSO Liaison to the GAC Review, and the next PDP stages, opportunities for engagement. So do we have any comments? And I can see, Mark, that you have already submitted something just before the call. I do apologize. I didn't have the chance to read it yet. So if there is something that maybe we can discuss now on this document or any of the other documents, please raise your hand. So Mark, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Manal, and hello, everybody. Yes, apologies very much at the last minute. I responded with regard to the liaison. I didn't really have anything major to add, but I'm very supportive of identifying a designated GAC lead to help with focusing the ensuring the exchanges are consistently visible and efficiently conducted from the GAC side. So I think that was an idea that you first suggested in your response, Manal, and you know, I'm suggesting perhaps that one of the GAC vice chairs be appointed for that purpose. And generally, I agree with responsibilities of the liaison from the GNSO as set out. I didn't really have any additional points, just to underline the objectives, really, of ensuring effective and timely communication and visibility. I think that's the key thing intersessionally for the GAC side, for all GAC members to be to have ready access to what is going on in terms of engagement following a positive response to a an issue which is cropped up in the quick look phase and beyond. So those were my main sort of key points I wanted to underline in my response. I hope helpful. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Mark. Yeah, this is very helpful. And thank you for submitting your comments. And we'll definitely take the time to go through them online and further comment on them if there is a need. Yeah, I agree with you. It would be helpful also to have a designated a GAC lead on each PDP or each topic. Frankly, I didn't feel a necessity to be a vice chair, but again, this is something to be considered. So I can see Olof stand up. Olof?
Oh, thank you, Manal, and thank you, Mark, because that's right on the money of what the chair and vice chairs have been discussing and will discuss also tomorrow at their regular call. Exactly how to appoint these GAC leads, because it has to be in plural, something like one per PDP, because the PDPs in the works are, or in pipeline, are quite substantial. So it's multiple leads, and it will perhaps exhaust the resources available as vice chairs to do that, so it may be a call to others to contribute in that regard on the GAC side, but it's certainly being discussed, so I just wanted to inform you about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Olof. Yes, I think the GNSO normally have PDPs more than we have vice chairs, so we will have to accommodate this. So any further comments on this document, on the review of the GNSO liaison role to the GAC? So if we don't have any for now, maybe I can move to the other document we have, which is the quick look mechanism. So did anyone have the chance to go through this document or have any ready comments for now? And again, comments could be submitted later online, of course, but just for the sake of this call, if anyone have something in mind right now that he or she would like to share. And of course, we also have the third document on the PDP phases. We have already concluded on the issue scope phase. And we have a couple of suggestions or proposals for GAC engagement in the following phases. So again, if there are any ready comments for now, we would be happy to hear them. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Manal. Well, the only thought I had was with regard to the GAC working groups, and in particular the Public Safety Working Group, which is listed, indeed, in the comments from back in May, that it just strikes me that it might well be appropriate for a working group which has quite a wide remit, such as the Public Safety Working Group, to be hooked into the quick look mechanism process at the earliest opportunity, because they may become the conduit, really, for the GAC to engage. If there's an issue which is directly within the remit of the Public Safety Working Group, that jumps out at that quick look mechanism stage. So I think in the GAC we would need to work out the dynamics of ensuring that takes place, or the working group, or maybe other working groups, are alert to the potential for them to pick up a particular aspect of an issues paper, which will intersect with their work in some way. So it's not just the full GAC committee, but actually working groups need to be, as I say, sort of connected up to this process at an early opportunity. But of course, the working group will have to sort of clear its activity through the plenary of the committee of the GAC, I guess. So we need to ensure that that takes place, so that a working group doesn't have sole sort of visibility on this, or sole interaction. There may be, it would be important to go through that sort of GAC step, if you like, for clarity and transparency, for all GAC members to be to understand what's going on. Does that make sense? Thanks.
Yes, it sure does. And I think, and let me share my understanding also with you. So the issue comes to the quick look mechanism or the quick look committee just to flag out GAC interest, and then the whole thing is assigned to whatever relevant working group. And again, I think this could be done to assign to an existing GAC working group or a newly formed working group if this is decided by the GAC. And of course, then the lead is going to be the chair of this working group. But I also think even if it is not necessary to have a working group, at least we can have a GAC lead on the topic, so that the GNSO liaison to the GAC can have a one-to-one contact with someone at the GAC side. Particularly also that the GNSO liaison to the GAC is not on the GAC mailing list, so might not have all the insights of what's going on. So I think, yeah, I fully agree with you, and this is more or less what we have in mind. I think this could go as a recommendation to the GAC. We normally come up with our recommendations at the end, and maybe also pose some questions to the GAC and the GNSO to guide them how to decide on this recommendation. But yes, I agree with you. This is helpful and should be recommended to the GAC to be considered. So any other comments on any of the documents for now? So if we don't have any comments for now, again, we will try to work on the comments we have, and let's agree on a way forward now. So maybe we can plan to work intersessionally or online on recommend of our consultation group to both constituencies for the three documents based on the comments at hand right now. We would still welcome any comments you may submit later over email. And of course, you will always have the chance to comment on the recommendations when the draft recommendations are circulated on the mailing list. So I think to keep things going and to keep progressing, we can work in parallel. If members of the consultation group have any comments, you can please submit those over email. Meanwhile, with the help of the staff, we will work on draft recommendations concluded from the comments, and we will circulate them again for your review and comments, and hopefully this may trigger more discussion at the time. I think we already have another on the 5th of January. I think we can keep this as is and confirm it as we get closer, if deemed necessary and appropriate. Otherwise, we can look into postponing it if it is in conflict with other ongoing discussions that has to do with the accountability and other tracks that is ongoing. So, anything else that we can accomplish on this call? So, Mark, you wrote in the chat room a report by in February covering what is in play and what is expected in Marrakesh. Mark, sorry, I don't get your comment. Can you elaborate? I'll give Jonathan the floor first and then over to you. So, Jonathan?
Thanks, Manal. I'm going to check on that proposed meeting in January 5th. I don't have a record of that. It does seem a little early in the year for whether people are back from holidays or not. Personally, I can make it if necessary, I think. But I don't currently have a, if we are going to do it, I suggest we ask for an invitation to be sent out to the group. I'm assuming it's 5th of January, so it would be useful to get an invitation, even if it's just as a placeholder.
Thanks, Jonathan. And I don't want to mess things. I don't have the agreed schedule in front of me right now. So I'm not proposing January the 5th. I was assuming that as per the schedule, that this is the next meeting. But again, let's wait and see, check the scheduled meeting have already circulated. And then decide whether or not we have this meeting. I'm flagging that I'm not sure it's January the 5th. I'm just trying to skip 2 weeks and look to the 3rd. So, but we can check this and get back to everyone on the mailing list. Mark, sorry to keep you waiting.
Thanks, okay, Manal, thanks. No, first of all, I have to submit my apologies now if we are going to do something early in January, because I have a New Year break. Takes me up to middle of January. It's just been so intense, actually, from October onwards to December with the WSIS plus 10 review happening now. I'm taking a break. So that's me personally, just me personally. I was just suggesting that in February, certainly when my attention, you know, is reestablished back in the office, in February a report, I guess, covering also the consultation group and the progress to the GAC and maybe to in parallel to the GNSO would be very timely, I think. And that would also be the opportunity to provide a reminder of what is already underway in terms of PDPs starting to develop and where the GAC has already expressed interest, for example, who is and so on, and also a look ahead to Marrakesh. I think it just helps a lot of GAC colleagues who are still perhaps not quite understanding what this means for them and the opportunity that it is providing for them to understand this is what is happening, these are the processes we're putting into play, and this is how we're refining the interaction between the GAC and GNSO and the kind what they can expect in Marrakesh. That was my thought. Maybe that's already elements of that already being planned. So that was the point I was making in the chat room. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. And I can see Nathan happy to provide the report. He already wrote this in the chat room. So thank you, Mark, and thanks to Nathan. Marika has also very helpfully got us the dates that we have scheduled for our upcoming meetings. I can see one on the 5th of January. But again, if this is in conflict with people's vacations and other activities that has to do with the accountability, we can definitely look into shifting this. We have to have also in mind the cutoff date of sharing documents with the GAC and the GNSO, so this should be also taken in mind. So maybe we can revisit the schedule with this in mind and then share a new one on the mailing list. And again, we can fine-tune this as we go. And if we're progressing well online, we might not need the call at all. So any other comments at this stage?
Yes, Manal, this is Marika. I have my hand up.
Yes. I'm sorry. I overlooked your hand. Very sorry. Go ahead, Marika.
Thanks. I was just going to suggest, and I actually see that for someone else that wouldn't be possible then, that I don't know how productive a meeting on the 5th of January is going to be. I think from the staff side, we'll do our best to update these documents and have draft recommendations for each of the documents ready. But I don't know how much time people will have over the holidays to look at those. So I was actually going to suggest that, maybe to start off, we may just want to look at the week after the 5th of January to at least give people a bit more time to digest and provide input on the list, especially if we're working towards a more online approach for gathering input, and it may not be necessary to have, all the meetings that we've listed. But, I know that Phil just posted in the chat that, he probably wouldn't be able to make a call on the 12th of January. So maybe it's something for the leadership team to dig back and see what would make more sense. But at least from a staff side, we can go ahead and now tentatively schedule the 5th of January call and at least get it into people's diaries and then maybe discuss and consider whether to go ahead or not with that meeting.
May I suggest that maybe we can doodle both the 5th and the 12th, and then we can see which call would have more attendance, and we can proceed with the one with more attendance. because it seems like we're having apologies on both dates, so it's difficult to decide right now. So maybe based on the poll results and the developments and where we stand, we can decide on this. We can have something centered based on attendance after the doodle poll, and then we can fine-tune this as we see appropriate when we get closer to the date, if this is okay with everyone, of course. So Jonathan suggests 5th, 12th, and 19th. So, yes, please. Marika, can you add the 19th to the list? Thank you. Thanks, Marika. Any further comments on the documents or suggestions on the way forward? So, if not, then thank you very much, everyone, for joining. Again, we know it's a very busy time for everyone, and thanks for everyone who read the documents and everyone who submitted comments. As I said at the beginning, we'll try to conclude some recommendations from the comments submitted already. We're happy to receive more comments as we go online. And of course, again, everyone will hand again to review and comment on the draft recommendations when they are circulated. So, Mark, you're saying GAC needs to agree a process for deciding if it is necessary to set up a specific working group. Definitely, yes. Yes, I agree. So with this, if we don't have further comments, Jonathan, do you have anything to add at this point, or shall we conclude?
Thank you, Manal. No, I'm happy with that. I think that we have a plan and a way forward, and that makes sense. Thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan, and thank you, everyone, and see you online, hopefully, and good luck with the rest of everything you're doing, whether I can or not I can. So thank you all. Can we please stop the recording, and the call is concluded. Thank you.